There we go. So this is how it's laid out right now. The area in green is currently District 1. The area in yellow is currently District number 2. This is a very, very large area. And these districts will develop over, the infrastructure will develop over a long period of time, as will the amenities. And we want to make sure that the people in the yellow area, as well as some of the later homes in the green area, have an equal ability to serve the community and have their voices heard with respect to this development. Next slide, please, Heather. So what we're looking at doing is eventually it'll be laid out something like this. Right now we have, I believe there are 3 filings that have been approved in Red Rocks Ranch, filing 1, filing 2, and filings 3A and 3B. Because we don't know where all the lot lines are eventually going to break, we're forming on, we have everything in 1 and 2, and when we have a new neighborhood that's ready to develop, we'll take it out of 1 or 2 and create its own little ward, if you will, or area. Next slide, please. So the structure that we're proposing hopefully provides greater opportunity for all of the residents of Red Rocks Ranch to participate in community governance and not end up with like a little pocket of, you know, homeowners that kind of control what happens with the rest of the, you know, 2,000 some odd residents. Next slide, please, Heather. So I've just spoken to those. Next one. I just want to run through real quick